News Talk 1620 WTAW. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Well, doing fine.
Glad that spring is here.
You know, isn't it so nice?
It is.
We could use a little more sunshine, but we're going to have another week of this, and that's good. And while we're doing that, let's talk weather a little bit, because while we didn't get hit as hard as some cities did, I mean, we had some freezing temperatures and stuff. Have we been able to see if there are any costs that have been associated with that?
We have not exceeded our budget, and so we haven't heard that any of the departments affected, police, fire, public works, yeah. Electric, they haven't, they're well within budget.
Yeah, that's, feel sorry for the people in Charlotte and Cincinnati and
Connecticut.
Just places. Well, yeah, you know, that's right. We were talking about it yesterday that it had snowed so many times in Boston already. In Boston, you figure, is probably prepared for this kind of thing, but not the amount of snow that they've been having. It's been pretty unfortunate for those people.
Well, at least in Boston, they can take the extra and dump it in the Charles.
Very true. Very true. I forget I was talking to somebody about that. Were we talking about how they just dump it in, they have a snow eater, and they just dump it into the sewer system of whatever city and flushes it out and goes
out
to the
nearest
water.
That's what New York does.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, we don't have to do that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Signs have been a problem in College Station for a long time, and now they're rearing their head in another complete way. Guy who's got a shopping center that he says he's spent over $1 million, and it looks like it, redeveloping it, but he's not able to use the electric sign quite the way he wants to. Kind of as one member of council, give me your feeling on what can be done there.
Well, we listened to him, and he certainly made a lot of sense. And then that was in the Hear Visitors, so we couldn't respond to them. But later in the workshop, when we were able to see what we wanted to talk about at a future meeting, we asked to look at that digital sign and the sign ordinance. We want our businesses to succeed. And, advertising is part of their business. So I think there's got to be some sort of adjustment.
Sure. And again, you want to be as business friendly as possible.
Absolutely.
And I see where he has it. I mean, if he's got more than one place there that wants to use that sign, then being able to change it more often than every 2 days or every day is would make sense to me.
Yeah, right now it's 24 hours, it needs to come down from that.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. We found out in the last 48 hours that A&M is not going to have two spring football games in this year and next year. Any impact that you see as far as the community is concerned there?
No, I don't think a lot of people come in to see the spring football games. So I think it'll just be, a disappointment for those who go and tailgate and stuff like that. But I don't see it having a big economic influence on us.
Sure, exactly. Anything else going on as far as you're
concerned? Well, we've hit 100,000.
Yeah, you have, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. We have determined we have 100,000 and 43.
Yeah, there are 300 cities in America. Is that right? Is
that
what I heard?
Yeah, we're now part of the 300 club.
Okay, I don't know if I would have thought that there was a bigger number than that, but it doesn't matter. You're there now.
And that puts us on some lists that we wouldn't normally be on. So that means some restaurants and businesses that look to locate in communities that have 100,000 will now look at us.
And one of the other things that we were talking about in our news story about that yesterday was, this is not a suburb. This is basically a freestanding community that has these numbers now.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Now, we have 100,000 plus inhabitants. But we don't that's not our official population. The official population comes from the Census Bureau. So in 2020.
Yeah. Well, and with that in mind, we've been in the SEC. Now we're going to have our second football season here. Things are rocking along. We've had our second one. Things are rocking along. We're doing well. When are we going to get a Waffle House?
I don't know. I mean, we're the only SEC town that doesn't have one.
Do you know anybody? Can you pull any strings? Can you make some phone calls?
I don't know anybody in the Waffle House hierarchy or their real estate people, but I'm sure they'll recognize
the possible value of coming to College
Station. Of course, IHOP is our oldest restaurant in town.
I know.
So do we want to be bringing in competition to our oldest restaurant?
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't know.
I understand. Well, that's fine. Well, all right, listen, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. I do want to tell people that the Brazos Valley Senior Games are ongoing, and we've got a lot, 400 competitors in town.
Oh, good. Spend money.
Yeah. So these range in age from 50 to 88, and you might want to go see some of these games. And if you do, just go to cstx.gov/seniors.
No, sounds like a deal. All right. Thanks a lot for the time this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Always a pleasure to be here.
You betcha.